Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. I want to talk about the COVID-19. They call it a vaccine, mRNA shot, jab, experimental, whatever. Whatever you call it, I'm getting more and more evidence that it's really bad. And now more evidence is emerging. You know, we were some of the first to tell you about these white fibrous clots that are being found in dead people who had had the vaccine. Now we're getting these white fibrous clots in living people, thanks to whistleblowers with a cath lab that are now coming out and saying they're finding this in the living. This is frightening. These clots can literally cause death, and I think they probably are. Will this be the wake-up call for Big Pharma, for the FDA, for NIH, the CDC, to say enough is enough with these vaccines? We've got to take a re-look at all of this. We shall see. Our guest today is one of the data analysts that has put out a survey to embalmers about these clots and what they're seeing. And the results of this survey are really stunning to the core. So we are going to talk about that. Of course, the podcast is brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. That's where I want you to go. Pay them a visit. A lot of gold companies out there. You know, these guys have been with me for a really long time. I trust them, and I trust them for a reason. MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, I want you to take a look at this. Does that look like something you want in your body? That is a white fibrous clot that is apparently taken out from embalmers. We're taking these things out. Now we're seeing cath lab workers taking out clots like this from living people. What is going on? All the evidence suggests that this is related to the COVID-19 jab. And the reason we say it suggests that is because now, according to the people that have been studying this, the people that have firsthand knowledge of it, overwhelmingly, the people that are having these clots are the people with multiple jabs that have been jabbed 6, 7, 8 times. That would suggest to me it's not just COVID, because as I looked at this situation, I said, okay, what emerged on the scene in 2020? COVID. Well, maybe COVID is causing these clots. Then we had what emerged? The COVID vaccine, the mRNA, the experimental jab. That emerged. Well, maybe it's the jab that's causing it. How do we decipher between the two? Well, as we see more and more evidence that the more jabs you have, the more likely you are to get these clots, to me, it becomes clear that this is most likely the jab that is causing this. This is a whistleblower, by the way, who wanted to remain anonymous. He was on a podcast called Vajon Health. Not sure if that's how you say it or not, but I just want you to listen to this anonymous whistleblower.
It seems like the more vaccines that they have, the bigger the problem is. We've had patients now that have up to 8 vaccines. 8. But we also have patients with 1. Well, I can only speak to my lab. And in my lab, it's 99% vaccinated.
99% vaccinated have clots like you're looking at right there that have been vaccinated. What is going on here? Well, I want to welcome to the program our next guest. His name is Major Tom Haviland. He's an Air Force veteran, a data analyst. He's done one of the premier surveys of embalmers that we first told you about on the Real America's Voice show. I think I even did stuff on the podcast about it where he was finding these clots. And I want to bring him on the show. Major Haviland, it is great to have you on the program.
Hey, Grant, thanks for having me back. You asked me to come back if I had additional information, and now we've got some, right? When I was on the program a couple months ago, you know, I talked about the results of my latest worldwide embalmer blood clot survey, of which 269 embalmers from around the world responded to that survey. 197 of them, Grant, 73%, said they were still seeing the white fibrous clots, like the ones I'm showing the audience here. They're either white or tannish in color. We're seeing these clots in the year 2023, and they were seeing them in an average, Grant, of 20% of their corpses. Wow. So this is not a rare phenomenon. It's quite common in the dead. But now, as you've mentioned, we have confirmation that cath lab workers are pulling these out of living people for the last 3 years.
All right. So let me just get this straight. So they were seeing these now in dead people, 73% of the dead people coming through. They're seeing these clots. Were they not seeing them before COVID emerged on the scene?
Yeah, it was 73% of the embalmers said they were seeing the clots in 20% of their corpses.
Got it.
They were not seeing them prior to COVID or the vaccines, correct. These embalmers had 20, 30 years of experience, had never seen these white fibrous clots before until the years of COVID and the vaccine. A few in year 2020 when we had COVID without the vaccine, but then it exploded in 2021 with the advent of the vaccine. Similarly, this cath lab worker, the video footage you just showed, he has 20 years of experience working in the same cath lab, and he's never seen these white fibrous clots either until the last 3 years, starting in 2021 for him.
All right.
Late 2021.
Let me play another clip from that whistleblower on the Vajon Health podcast.
We seem to be only treating the white fibrous clots now. The white fibrous clots is the majority, and we are now seeing about anywhere from three to 10 a week.
So what you are saying is that in the cohort of patients who have white fibrous clots, 99% are vaccinated?
Yes, sir.
And they were vaccinated multiple times, which leads you to believe, Major Haviland, that it's the vaccine to blame. Is that correct?
Yes, or at least exacerbating the situation, right? You know, the virus and the vaccine both have one thing in common, right? The spike protein. So it is possible that the virus itself could be causing some of these white fibrous clots, but there was an explosion, like I said, of this phenomenon with the advent of the vaccines in 2021 to the present. And that's when the bulk of the embalmers and these cath lab whistleblowers said that they started seeing the clots in 2021 moving forward.
Right.
So, and this whistleblower, by the way, I encourage all your viewers to go watch this video. It's from, like I said, Dr. Philip McMillan. He has a YouTube channel called Vajon Health. And in there, he also has a Substack page. And on his Substack page, because he couldn't post it on YouTube, he had a 52-minute interview with this cath lab whistleblower. And he shows all the receipts. He's got about half a dozen clots that have been removed from half a dozen different people from different parts of the body. He has angiograms as well to show these white fibrous clots. And they look reddish most of the time when they first come out because they're covered in blood. But once you wash them off, you can see then the white fibrous structures in them.
So clots like this that we're looking on the screen, those are what come out of people. Do the cath lab workers remove them? So you don't have to go in and have an operation to get these things removed?
They try to be as least invasive as possible. And the cath lab worker in the Dr. McMillan video says that when people first come in with clotting problems, the doctors these days, they're very skittish now about them having these white fibrous clots. The very first thing they'll do is they'll give them clot-busting drugs like heparin. And the clot-busting drugs seem to do a pretty good job of breaking down the traditional clots, which are the grape jelly clots that look like dark grape jelly. They dissolve more easily in your hands. The clot-busting drugs do a good job of breaking those up, but they don't seem to have any effect at all on these white fibrous clots. So then they have to go in and make a small incision and use catheters that are, you know, small flexible tubes that either have like suction devices on them, vacuums that can suck the clot out, or if it's still stuck, then they have another type of catheter that goes in that actually has a small basket or a rake at the end of it. They go up past the clot, open the rake, and then scrape along the walls of the artery or vein until they can pull the clot out.
All right.
So that's how they have to get out most of these white fibrous clots. They have to go in and physically get them out, Grant, because they're just too big.
All right. Here's what's clear, folks, that we know. We know these clots only made an emergence, whether it's in the embalmers or the cath lab workers following COVID-19 virus, and they seem to be more prevalent the more you're vaccinated. This entire situation is a disaster. And people need to wake up. I'm going to ask you in a moment, Major Haviland, how we get response, because it seems like the government doesn't want to wake up to what's going on. So I'm going to ask you about that in just a moment. But before I do, I want to tell my friends about Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is where I want you to go, /Grant, of course. Get your discount using the promo code Grant. But here's what I'm going to ask you, folks. I have talk to you about Patriot Mobile over and over again. Why are you still with the three big companies when you know these big companies are pushing woke, bogus causes? They're using your money, and I'm sure it's a sizable amount if you got a family, for your cell phone bill every day. They're using your money to destroy America. Why wouldn't you move to Patriot Mobile? Here's the reality. You use the same network at Patriot Mobile, same service at Patriot Mobile, but they're actually pushing conservative causes and American values that we believe in, and you get 100% U.S.-based customer service. Let Patriot Mobile handle your cell phone deal. I promise you that the price is great, the service is great, and you know what? What they're doing with America is great. In God We Trust signs in schools across America. The media is going crazy over this. So here it is, patriotmobile.com/Grant. Use promo code Grant for free activation. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. They got a performance guarantee that cannot be matched. Make the switch today. There is no reason not to switch. Please, patriotmobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT. Do it today. All right. We're talking with Major Tom Haviland about the situation with these white fibrous clots that we have seen over and over again in both dead people and now the living in cath lab workers. I mean, you look at these things. I don't want these in my body. The spike protein is what seems to be the culprit here in all of this. So what do you make, Major Haviland, of the whistleblower's testimony from what they're finding in the living to the overwhelming evidence of what you found in the dead with these clots? What's the ties or what are the ties you're making here?
Well, a complete correlation on the fact that the clots are forming pre-death. You know, that was one of the questions we had with the embalmers was, were the clots forming after or before death? And there was some controversy about that. Mm-hmm. The embalmers were pretty insistent that I talked to that they were forming before death because they were picking up bodies that were only an hour or two old and they were finding them riddled with the clots. So now we have confirmation from these cath lab whistleblowers that they are indeed forming in the living and, you know, eventually reach the point where they cause a stroke or heart attack. So that's one of the reasons that this whistleblower on Dr. McMillan's channel came forward. First of all, he said it was his conscience was bothering him because he saw these horrific clots that he knew was a new phenomenon. And he also had access to all the vaccination records of his patients, you know, including the when they took their vaccines, how many vaccines they took, which brand they took. And so he knew all this information and saw that 99% of the people with these white fibrous clots showing up were vaccinated people. So he just couldn't take it any longer and, you know, with his own conscience and decided to come forward, which was very brave of him to do. But he still didn't come forward all the way because he's afraid of losing his career, as well as the cath lab whistleblower that I'm working with, another one here in the United States, who's in the same predicament. He's a cardiologist and endovascular specialist himself, and he's just afraid to come forward. In fact, he sent me an email, Grant, last Friday, on Good Friday, that said basically that he's been instructed not to come forward. The exact terms he said in the email was he was instructed to terminate all communications with who asked him to do that? That's what I want to know. Was it a hospital administrator? You know, who's making these people shut up and not come forward?
I'm sure it probably was. We've seen this. Any doctor early on that was questioning the government's response of how we should respond to COVID with the vaccines and even the treatments of COVID, anyone questioning that, we saw lost their jobs. I mean, you know, we've got great doctors out there like Dr. Corey and Dr. McCullough and Dr. Peter Malone and all of these doctors who went to great risk to tell us the real scoop on this that suffered tremendously in their careers. Certainly they gained respect from so many, but as far as the mainstream establishment, and then you see the main journals, they don't want to even publish things like this. And they will do everything they can to either get scientists to change their studies or they will not publish the studies alone. So with that, Major, where do you go with this? What do you do with the study you did with the whistleblowers? Because still right now, they're urging us. Here, I got a clip. I got a clip of Joe Biden still bringing total nonsense to America. Him and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama at the White House. Listen to this.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is about the past and serving himself. This is the guy who doesn't care about science and reason. Remember, during the pandemic, Donald Trump told us to inject ourselves with bleach. He said there's nothing to worry about if you do that.
So we know that that's totally bogus what President Trump was talking about there. He was using an analogy, and it wasn't telling people to inject themselves with bleach. But again, they go back to that old trite, and then they're going to tell people get vaxxed again. They're still pushing this on us.
Yeah, and we're in an unfortunate position of kind of a catch-22, Grant, because the doctors were afraid to come forward to say what they're seeing in these cath labs. And remember, these cath labs are staffed with vascular surgeons, these endovascular specialists that pull out these clots, radiologists, anesthesiologists, and nurses. So there's a whole team of people seeing these clots when they're pulled out. In fact, the whistleblower in the McMillan video says that a lot of times when the vascular surgeon or the endovascular specialist pulls out the clot, they'll hold it up in front of the room and say, "What is this?" You know, so even they're surprised sometimes at the sheer size of some of these new clots that they've been pulling out. So they're recognizing this is a completely new pathology that they've never seen before. You know, these doctors with 20, 30 years of experience. But the unfortunate thing is the FDA and the CDC, they want you, if I go to them and say, "Hey, we've got whistleblowers that are seeing these white fibrous clots in the living," they say, "Okay, we'll let them come forward and tell us what they're seeing." So it's a catch 22, but they know that the doctors don't want to come forward because then they're going to get attacked and have their careers destroyed.
Yeah,
so
and they know that.
It's an unfortunate situation.
And so they know that people have to be very, very bold and willing to put great things at risk in order to make change here, which is very difficult to do when you also have to put food on the table for your family. But it is why I ask people all the time, we've got to get to a point where we have bold people out there willing to do this and willing to come forward, because if we don't, nothing is going to change here. So do you have plans to bring at least your embalmer's survey to NIH, National Institutes of Health, or the FDA, or the Food and Drug Administration, or the CDC, Centers for Disease Control? Do you have plans to give them that?
Yeah, Grant, in fact, the day after I completed the survey, I ran it from the 8th of December of 2023 through the 8th of January, just a couple months ago. And the very next day after I had the results to that survey, Grant, I sent those in to the FDA, NIH, and CDC immediately with all my survey monkey data files as well. And, you know, it wasn't just describing the white fibrous clots, but also problems with microclotting that has been an issue as well. Also infant deaths and a stratification by age group of, you know, where the clots are hitting the hardest, which is 36 years old and above. So the data is just overwhelming, and it corroborates things like Edward Dowd's work that he's doing with insurance companies, where they're seeing a lot of death and disability in working age people, especially those 36 to 50 year olds. You know, which started surprisingly in the third quarter of 2021 when the mandates came out, not just with the military. You know, Joe Biden tried to put them on any company with over 100 employees. So a lot of companies started mandating their employees get the jabs.
Yeah.
And when all this death and disability started to take off in the third quarter of 2021.
Did you hear anything from these organizations when you sent the surveys in?
No, I heard nothing all of last year when I sent my first survey in last January of 2023. The entire year, CDC or FDA did not contact me. And I'm not holding my breath this year either, you know.
Yeah.
One of the other things, by the way, Grant, that's interesting in this this latest whistleblower in the Dr. McMillan video is not only is he seeing this horrific blood clotting issue, and he's also seeing the microclotting as well, but he also sets up what's called a portacath for cancer patients who are going to get chemotherapy. And he's seen a tremendous increase in the number of people having to have this procedure done. And also, he's seen a lot younger people also.
So
that confirms the turbo cancer theory. He's also, by the way, seen a lot of the cardiologists are running into heart rhythm problems on these patients with these blood clots. And so he's seen that as well. So he's seen other things in addition to the clotting issues in terms of heart problems and turbo cancers.
Yeah, not good at all when you look at all of these things. I'm curious, do the cath lab workers, do the doctors that are seeing these clots, do they register this with the vaccine adverse reporting event system, the VAERS system? Are they getting registered as vaccine adverse events?
You know, I don't believe they are, Grant, because the whistleblower that I'm in contact with, who's also here in the United States, I asked him in a conversation, what happens to the clots after you remove them? Are they sent off to pathology? He says very few of them are. Most, almost all of them are just thrown away. So the evidence is just getting destroyed. It's not being sent off to pathology. They're not looking at it. They're not studying the problem. And we know it's a problem, by the way, because just the other day, Lauren Boebert, the U.S. Congresswoman from, I think, Colorado, she's only 37 years old, and she had a dangerous situation with a clot in her leg that had to be removed.
I will tell you, Lauren is a very good friend of mine. I just talked to her on the phone yesterday about this. She is not vaxxed, by the way. And she is not. And she reiterated to me that she's not. And I recommended to her that I think the best course of action is make a statement on Twitter or something about her vaccination status as not being vaxxed. But she swore up and down she is not vaxxed. And she was on a plane in a car for 10 hours leading up to that clot. So I'll let her tell the story, but I don't think it's related to the vaccine because she was not vaxxed. So that is good
news. That's good. I'm glad in that case.
I think
but there you know, are, it,
yeah, yeah, go ahead. No.
I was going to say, that does bring into consideration, though, the possibility of shedding, because we know this is also a reality. So if she was around a lot of people who had the vaccine, it is possible for her to have been shed on gotten a vaccine.
You know, it's interesting because my conservative friends that agree with me that this vaccine is a bad deal, and I'm not anti-vax, I'm just anti this vaccine. I'm not even for choice on this vaccine. I think this vaccine should be outlawed. I used to be for choice. You decide whether you want to take it. I think all the evidence shows that this should be banned, this vaccine. The shedding issue, I'm still skeptical on. I don't know. I probably could do a whole other podcast on the shedding issue, get some doctors on to talk to me about shedding. I don't know. I have a hard time with it. I'm not saying it's not the case. I just have a hard time believing it. I need some real hard evidence on the shedding.
I was skeptical too. You might want to get Dr. Pierre Corey and his partner Scott Marsland on your show.
Yeah,
because Dr. Corey
he was just on the podcast a couple weeks ago. So I will get with Dr. Corey and run that out. I don't want to do this episode on shedding, but we'll run that out with Dr. Corey because it is an interesting phenomenon. If it's true, it's really, really, really scary. Before I end it, ask you about whether or not we're seeing a shift. I've got a clip from Bill Maher I'm going to play for you here in a second that maybe things are changing. Maybe the everyday folks are starting to wake up to all of this. But before I do that, I want to tell my friends about Midas Gold Group. I told you earlier, these guys have been with me for a long time. It's a veteran-owned group. There's a lot of gold companies out there you can choose from. A lot of them with a lot of conservative podcasters. But Midas has been with me for years now. They support me on just about every platform. Love these guys. Here's how you get in touch with them. 855-322-GOLD. 855-322-GOLD. We know there's a war on currency going on. Even our own federal government wants a digital currency. That's really bad news for their ability to just stick their fingers into your bank accounts. Gold is a commodity. You can hold it. Put it in your bank. Put it in your gun safe. Bury it in your backyard. Hide it in your grandmother's attic, as I say. But start hoarding it, because even if things were to totally descend into absolute chaos, gold is a tradable commodity as well. It will never lose its value because of that. And the reason is it's hard to get out of the ground. Currencies lose their value all the time. I just look at Venezuela. Its currency is basically worth nothing today. So consider investing in gold. How much is right for you? Talk to the folks at Midas Gold Group. They can help you. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. All right, I told you Bill Maher had some interesting comments post-pandemic, post-mRNA jab. Let's listen to what he had to say here, and then I'm going to get Major Haviland's thoughts that maybe this is a sign that people are starting to wake up.
Some very bad ideas were embraced as the conventional wisdom, ideas that haven't aged well. And a lot of dissenting opinions that were suppressed and ridiculed at the time have proven to be correct. Maybe that's why the powers that be never wanted a COVID commission. Why not? We love commissions.
We love commissions. Sadly, we surely do love commissions. We have, I think, maybe too many commissions, but a commission that is dedicated to the truth would be nice. Major Haviland, you think that's a sign that maybe we're making some progress?
I think we're definitely making some progress, Grant. And from what Bill Maher just said, combined with the fact that we know the uptake on the latest vaccine, the XBB 1.5 booster that came out last fall, is anywhere between, I think, 10 to 15%. You know, when 80% of Americans took the first couple jabs, most of them now have stopped taking the COVID-19 vaccines. They realize the shots are not working. They're catching COVID anyways. They're hearing about all these side effects now. What's interesting is Dr. Peter McCullough came out with a Substack this morning article on a South Korean retrospective study of 4 million people that they had in both the vaccinated and unvaccinated cohorts. And they took a look at hematological abnormalities, which is what we're talking about, blood clotting issues, problems with the blood. And they were showing that the vaccinated group had over twice as many hematological abnormalities as the unvaccinated cohort. So every time we get more and more information from all these studies, it's corroborating the fact that the vaccinated people are having much more problems than the unvaxxed.
Yep.
And I don't blame any of them, by the way. You know, they took the jabs for a good reason. They thought they were going to not kill grandma. They did it out of love for their fellow man so they wouldn't catch or transmit the virus to them. But now we all know that we were lied to by Fauci and Birx.
There were a lot of people. I've been in this game a long time. I've been skeptical for a really long time. I grew up, I'm half Italian from New York, construction business, everything. I was always thinking somebody's scamming me about something. It maybe set me up perfectly to go into the career that I have now. But there are a lot of people that didn't think like that. Even people like, you mentioned Dr. Peter McCullough, who comes on this show a lot. He was not like that. He said this woke him up to the fact that, you can't trust government anymore. The people in charge don't have our best interest at heart. It seems to be Big Pharma is all about money now. There's been a lot of great documentaries proving that exact point. And individuals like yourself, Major Haviland, coming and doing surveys of embalmers. You didn't have to do that. Nobody pays you to do this. And we're getting the information out ourselves. Independent outlets like this podcast, like Real America's Voice, just like yourself putting this out there, is how we take this country back and turn it around. I'll give you the last word, sir.
My last word will be a plea to cath lab workers that are out there across America right now. Whether you're an endovascular specialist, a vascular surgeon, a radiologist, whatever role you have in that lab, you have a responsibility to your fellow man to let them know if you're seeing something dangerous happening over the last 3 years with these white fibrous clots.
Yeah.
So please come forward. That's my last plea to these people.
Yeah, we need to know about it. And as I mentioned on the Real America's Voice show, you can go to my website, grantstinchfield.com, fill out an email. I'll forward any information we get right to you about all of this stuff. Major Tom Haviland, thank you so much for your services. Country as an Air Force veteran, as well as the survey you've done and continuing to try to get to the bottom of this crime that was perpetrated against America. Major Tom Haviland, thank you.
Thanks, Grant, for having me.
Absolutely. It's a great pleasure to have you on. This is what I mean. You know, when I talk about boldness, Major Haviland's bold. He takes a survey, then starts getting it out there on platforms like Real America's Voice here and others. That's what it's going to take to get people to wake up. And I mentioned that's the Midas Gold. We always like them. Go there for sure. But here's my website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Make sure if you have any information about this, if you are a cath lab worker, if you're an embalmer, if you're anybody that is seeing these things, a doctor, a cardiologist, whatever it might be, get in touch with us. You can email me on the website and I will forward that off to Major Haviland and get everybody in contact so we can start collecting as much information as possible on this. Because I don't expect the National Institutes of Health to be doing this. I don't expect the CDC to be doing it and certainly not the FDA. You know why? Because they're not. That's why. But we'll be the watchdogs out here and we're happy to do it. All right, folks, grantstinchfield.com. Thank you so much for watching. You know, I wasn't going to do this, but let me plug the wellness company. For all this stuff about the spike protein, get it out, twc.health/grant, twc.health/grant. Use the promo code grant. There's that spike support that they have. Very, very instrumental in getting that spike protein out of your system, whether you're vaxxed or not. Maybe you had COVID. Very helpful. twc.health/grant. All right, I'll see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks for watching, everybody. Stinchfield's Army rolls. We'll see you then.